Radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. We'll be more productive if we don't hit the snooze bar. If you made a New Year's resolution to get up earlier, but you just can't get out of bed, do I have an alarm clock for you. It's called the Ruggie, and it's an alarm clock built into a rug that you keep at the foot of your bed. The only way to turn off the alarm is to stand on the Ruggie for 3 seconds. So you literally have to get out of bed to silence it. And once you do, it plays motivational quotes or funny jokes to get your day started on the right foot. King Solomon would have thought the Ruggie was a great idea. He couldn't stand procrastination or laziness. In Proverbs 26:14, he said, "As a door swings back and forth on its hinges, so the lazy person turns over in his bed." Nobody wants to be that guy. So why don't we set our alarm clocks across the room tonight? That way, we'll have to get out of bed to turn them off in the morning, and we won't need to buy a Ruggie. We'll be more productive if we don't hit the snooze bar, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, CenteringLives.com.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising allows you to target and control your message. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama home mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a chilly forecast today, but no Arctic air in our immediate future. Today, sunshine with a high temperature right around 50. North winds not as strong today, 6 to 12 miles per hour. Clear, cold tonight. Another freeze. Low temperature by dawn. We'll say 28 to 30. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. Friday's high around 54. Becoming cloudy tomorrow night, low 38. Then showers become likely. Saturday, especially Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Saturday night. And high temperature in the middle 50s on Saturday, upper 50s on Sunday, maybe a leftover shower somewhere in the area Sunday, then windy and colder as we start the new week on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly your jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast Thursday already. Happy hour when you start 93.1 FM, WACB. I'm your gracious, occasionally temperamental host, Greg Riddell. My tunnel-like sidekick, Joey. He's here. So's the much-beloved and glorious.
And here they are.
The host of Clearing the Air Now, weeknights, 7:30 to 9 edition of Weekends, Terry Adams.
Please clap.
Well.
Well.
Occasionally well. Temperamental.
I don't want to. This is supposed to be happy hour.
It's supposed to be, yeah.
And I want to keep it as happy as I can, but there's just.
Then don't look at the news.
Oh, jeez. Cohen now, the rat, his lawyer is going to. Because the Democrats have nothing better to do but to conduct endless investigations now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be listening to that stuff for the next 2 years. Just want to mention on a personal note, thoughts and prayers for Barry and Kathy King. They're going through a tough time right now. And when I read about situations like what they're dealing with, you always get an immediate perspective. Because I've been going through phases of anger and sadness over my daughter's situation in Florida, but nobody's sick and.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to take time, but we can get through that.
True.
And then to our friend Bo Holt, whose wife Lisa lost her dad yesterday.
Oh, man.
Yeah. There's no reversing that. And, you know, they were, you know, very close in that. And that touched me because you think, you know, when you're the father of a daughter, you kind of place yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
And you feel so, you know what it is? It's powerlessness. There's somebody gets hit with a real serious illness, and not that long ago, everything's fine. Now they're talking about hospice. You lose your dad. Which, for me, was probably the toughest single moment of my adult life, next to the phone call I got last November. So, I'm just thinking about you guys and praying for you. The Kings are terrific people. I hate that they have to confront what they're going through. Bolt's a character. A good friend of the show for a long, long time, and his wife's a doll, and I'm sorry. I'm just so sorry that you have to deal with that. So I wanted to say those things first today. And, God, the news just, it's just so frustrating. Is it a national crisis? When we watched the Twin Towers collapse and 3,000 people die all at once, that was a crisis. And we were ready to tell the president, do whatever the F you got to do, but, you know, do something. Maybe not all of the decisions following that were the right ones, but there was no question that the great majority of American people had his back at that particular moment.
No question.
When you look at the numbers, some of the things I've received in emails and stuff today,
it's incredible.
This is life and death. This is life and death. This is sexual assault. This is sexual slavery. This is violent abuse that dwarfs in numbers the deaths, the injuries, the losses, the suffering of American people. If you're just going to look at the numbers, dwarfs 9/11. But it doesn't happen all at once. The media doesn't tell you the truth very often. And when it does happen, once they find out this is somebody who murdered somebody that didn't belong, and they didn't, they're here illegally. Well, they just try to overlook those facts because they're not convenient to the narrative, and that's what that Carlin piece is all about, just the narrative.
You better believe it.
And God only knows that you got to give Trump all the credit in the world because he is not withering under this blast, which is the typical Republican response to fold and cave and get a nice pat on the head from the Washington Post for compromising. And in America, with our political system, compromise means bending the Republicans over and sticking it to them real good and getting everything you want while the Republicans then walk away a little bit sore, but it's over. And now they're dealing with somebody who knows how to negotiate, and when a businessman who has built an empire walks in a room and he knows he's dealing with two people that they're not giving a frickin' inch. They're not interested in a deal or a compromise.
Not at all.
Even though he has agreed to consider things that, okay, let's get this done. I'll give some ground here and here. They don't want to hear that. They want it their way or no way. And frankly, I don't give a frickin' damn about the shutdown. I really don't. Somebody has to put their foot down long and hard enough to make a point. And I just posted my buddy Mr. Blackman's blog for today. You basically have one party that represents everybody else in the world except American citizens, and then another that in a half-assed sort of way represents the people that actually live here and are American citizens and have rights. Sorry, I can't put myself in the shoes of people that support that bull. I just can't. There's no, whose interests are they serving by keeping that 2,500-mile border as porous as possible so that murderers, thieves, drugs, terrorists, and others can just keep pouring right in. And if they get caught and sent back, they come back again. And over and over and over again. And the cost in dollars.
Well, $7 billion for fence.
We piss that away. They don't even know where half of it goes. But all of a sudden now they're very concerned about watching and pinching pennies, it's unbelievable. So I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. We could talk about it for the next 3 hours. It ain't going to change a damn thing. We just have to wait. It's like sitting and waiting. How does this drama play out? But I can't think of a rational person who doesn't want our border secured to therefore add to our own national and individual security.
Exactly. It's that simple.
I don't, we've heard stories that's happened here. We've had a couple of illegals that have been in fatal wrecks. Of course, they survive. If they're not here, if they're not where they don't belong, then those things don't happen. The people don't get killed. And then we hear, you know, we got all these different layers of government. So, well, that's not really, that's ISIS issue. Well, and I said, well, we can't do anything about it. That's a local issue. And nothing gets done. And it just keeps going on and on and on and on and on. Don Markwell was so ahead of the curve on this issue through the final years of his show. And I remember the expert that he relied on heavily was Frosty Woolridge and those things. And everything they were talking about 13 years ago when I first came here is worse. It's only gotten worse. It's only going to continue to get worse. And Trump is our only hope on this. That he can get something done. I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to declare it a national emergency. He's got the numbers to back it up. And if somebody can look at the thousands of deaths and the tens of thousands of sexual assaults, the numbers are beyond staggering. As far as you want an emergency, here's your emergency. Problem is, it happens every day, and the numbers add up gradually. But when Pearl Harbor happened, the people were standing in line the next day to go kick Japan's ass.
Mm-hmm.
They were waiting in lines around the block to do it. And after 9/11, it was the same thing. I remember before we knew what we could and couldn't do in that massive pile of rubble, people were going to give blood, doing whatever. They wanted to do something, make some kind of a gesture to say, I care. Mm-hmm. It's my country. It's been attacked. I want to do something. And, of course, a lot of men and women did enlist in the military following that to do something about the problem. And what Trump needs is a Republican Party with some balls. And that just has not been the case.
Mm-mm.
So that's where my frustration is right now. They should be behind this 100%. Keep throwing the numbers out there. Screw the media. The media makes me ill. They just make me sick to my stomach. Jim Acosta goes down to a area where there's like the steel girders are up, and I don't see any illegal aliens coming in here. Hey, Jagoff, why don't you go where you know, and then tell us the same thing.
Moron.
No, he's what I call him.
Yeah.
Just a big monkey spanking pathetic excuse of a reporter who makes a living off his personal hatred of Donald Trump and his, I guess, his ethnic tie, whatever. I don't know how to describe it. So, in lieu of all that stuff, what would you like to talk about today? Because we can beat this to death, and it's not going to get anything done.
Greg, what concerns me is the national emergency. If he declares that, that scares me. Scares me a lot. We're talking martial law, potential martial law. That's scary.
I suppose that's a possibility. I have to admit, to be quite honest, had Obama used that power, I would have been very skeptical about where it would go.
Me too.
But I don't think Trump is interested in abusing
that
power. I think he just wants to use it. Because it's really the only means he's got to divert the funds to protect Americans. I don't think it's any bigger than that.
Yeah, they pushed him into this.
Well, they're dealing with somebody that pushes back now.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, Mr. and Mrs. American Gothic, 2019.
He is a POS.
Yeah, so is she.
Sick human being.
Really? And so are the people that vote for him and put him in office, put him in power. What the hell's wrong with you? People are fleeing New York by the tens of thousands because of taxes and all the other crap. And a mayor of New York City, I'm giving health care for everybody, illegal or otherwise. And who's paying for it? Mr. de Blasio. I don't know how anybody affords to live in that place. And then they send us the likes of an Alexia Cortez Ocasio to the house, who's been there 4 days and already is an expert on everything.
Yep.
Mouth open, ears closed, and probably, I think at some level, annoying her fellow Democrats.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Because in the political system, even though the Democrats are far better than Republicans at sticking together, no matter how stupid or ill-founded their belief is, they may, whatever they have to say, they say privately. Republicans piss on each other in public, and that's not a good look. And if you really want to be good and depressed, guess who's got the highest approval rating in the United States Senate? Bernie Sanders.
Figures.
Everything for free. Let's go to socialism. Telling you.
Well, Craig, is that your name, Craig?
Yes.
We have a problem in this country. We do. We have a problem in this country, and I don't like how you boiled down my program of love and compassion, giving power back to the people and the working class, as that dirty word, socialism. I don't like your tone.
Oh, my God. Really? Michelle Obama's going to run in 2020?
Oh, Lord.
Suddenly, Bernie looks better and better, doesn't he?
Oh, that's just...
Now, I was...
She's a disbarred lawyer. What else has she done besides grow turnips in the White House?
I was talking about Bernie.
Stuff her fat ass into clothes that don't fit well.
But also, I think Bernie's popular because Bernie's prescriptions for the problem, like what he wants to do to solve the problems, are very wrong, as you laid out. I don't have to convince y'all.
No.
Well, let's put it this way, Dr. Sanders. I have an appendectomy, but I'd like you to fix it without cutting my balls off. Do you mind, sir?
No, they have to go. Yeah, balls at all. But Bernie, I think he's popular because he speaks to the same, I don't know, angst, anger, resentment that I think Trump rode in the town on. And I was talking about that last night. It's like, what? Like, I look around my life, and you just start off the show talking about people going through hard times and tragedies and suffering, and that always happens in life. But I look around, and people are getting by pretty well. It's not always ideal. I wonder sometimes where all the angst and anger comes from, and are we necessarily directing it at the right direction? And what happens after, God forbid, if a Bernie Sanders gets power? Or others. It just...
Why do we always have to go that way? Why do we have to have an Obama to teach us how bad an Obama can be? Are we going to go right back to it in 2020 with her? Holy cow. She'll be planning your meals, giving you your bedtime and everything else, because they know better what's best for you. Let's think happy thoughts. Let's talk about...
Ooh, cars.
The inventory. Yeah. Cars are always fun.
Yeah.
Love and a cars. Fun place to shop for cars, and cars you can depend on when you're in a budget and looking for something that's pre-owned, is Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, because everything that's got their name on the back is a car that you can depend on having been vetted from front end to back, under the hood, interior, good vehicle history with a gleaming body that looks as close to new as it can when they put it back on the lot. These cars must qualify to be on the lot. Otherwise, it goes to auction. If there's any chance a vehicle they take in trade in their family of dealerships is going to be a troublemaker, it's gone. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to throw, lipstick on a pig, so to speak. It either belongs on the lot or it doesn't. And if it's there, you can buy with confidence. And in the category of vehicles under 10, they've been moving a lot of product out of this particular group. But there's some new ones, a 2012 Mazda. It's a Mazda 3i, right? My glasses
yeah,
are
Yeah, Mazda shmished. 3. Yes.
2009 Altima, $79.90.
Ooh.
Yeah. And very reasonable mileage on a car that's 10 years old but looks brand new. I mean, that's the thing.
It's a Rogue.
Yeah. I recommend the Rogue because I bought a Rogue and I bought it here. See, I never tell you to spend your money with people I don't spend my own. I'm having Clark's out to fix a problem tomorrow. I don't call people that don't support, I use them. So, because I couldn't look you in the radio otherwise and tell you to spend your money here when I'm driving a vehicle that came from some other place. Can't do it, won't do it. It's not my policy.
Good.
So see Tip Tames and his great team. It's the most unused car shopping experience out there. 235 Northeastern Bypass. Go to jackengren.com. They've got tons of pictures of everything in inventory. You can shop by price at all levels, models, car types, and see what they have. Let's talk to David, our first caller of the afternoon.
Hey, Greg, how are you? Hey, you know, talking about Bernie Sanders and OAC, I was reading an article online a couple months back, and there was a quote from a former KGB exec, he made the comment, someone asked him about American-style socialism and communism, and he kind of laughed and shrugged it off and said, you know, basically, American socialists and communists have no clue about the brutality of Russian-style communism.
Exactly.
He said if the Russians were to take over the U.S., he said the first people we would line up against the wall and shoot would be the American socialists and communists.
Yep. It made me sick. There was on Drudge, some college student on campus, holding up a placard honoring Joseph Stalin, who murdered over 100 million people. And that we're not talking people that he was at war with, tens of millions of his own people.
His own people. Yep. Yeah, you know, you realize him and Mao were the two biggest mass murderers in history.
Exactly.
And they're both.
And Obama's putting Mao ornaments on the White House Christmas tree.
Yeah.
If everybody
real good. Yeah, way to go. You know, this faux romanticism that American socialists and communists have with, you know, Stalin and Mao and Che Guevara and all that crowd, they obviously don't know their history or are in complete denial of it. Because if they really had a chance to sit down and talk to people.
They're not teaching it. Tell the truth about these people and what they did. But everybody's Hitler. Absolutely. Anybody who doesn't, agree with the Democrats is Hitler.
Right. Which again shows their ignorance, because otherwise you would just throw that around so blatantly and flippantly as they do.
Correct.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, they're just classically ignorant.
They really are.
So, have a good one, guys.
Thanks, David. And Cranky.
Hey, Happy New Year. I think it's the first time I've called in on this show this year.
Cranky New Year to you too, sir.
Hey, speaking of other good news, I saw a story yesterday that Ocasio said that... I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, that illegal aliens are more American than Americans. Did you see that?
She's crazy.
Would I get in trouble if I heard her say that, how I would love to run up and give her a swift kick in the ass?
She's crazy.
I don't know if she got herself confused with that Rob Zombie song, More Human Than Human. I don't know. But also, they said that the White House is posturing for a departure by Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
So you can look for World War III coming up real soon. You
better believe it.
At least it'll take the border off the table for a couple of days. Then go ahead and just get the border issue taken care of, and then whoever he picks is going to be abused to pieces. So
also, I saw a story where a kid, school kid, got points taken off of his paper because he was not critical of the president. The teacher took points off his paper because he didn't bash the president any.
And what was done about that?
Nothing, not a damn thing, and nothing's going to be done about it.
Nope.
They were jumping hoops when Carter gave them one of the last planks in the communist platform. When he gave them education, that was the kiss of death on this country. Health care is going to usher us out the door quicker. But the final nail in the coffin really was the
taking
the
education.
System.
Yep. You sir are correct.
the I don't know. I saw another story today that what's that guy's name in Texas? Beto.
Beto Ferreira.
He went in for to have his teeth cleaned, and they streamed it live.
Well, he's Wonder Boy. He is the great white hope of the Democrats.
Good Lord.
I mean, I'm sitting there going, Beto. I mean, that sounds like an offense that Pee Wee Herman was arrested for.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Unbelievable. But, you know, the thing of it is, my other question for you is the stuff about Cohen. I mean, you know, attorney-client privilege, isn't he facing sanctions for doing what he's going to do?
Doing
what he's already done?
He's a conscienceless dick. That's what he is. Let him go to jail.
Can't he get in trouble for that?
I would think. The attorney-client privilege meant something, but he's trying to save his own sorry ass right now. I got to run, Cranky. Thanks for the call. All right, I'm going to go out and commit suicide during the break, and then Jerry will finish the show. I can't take this anymore. I just can't deal with this anymore. You do a 360-degree circle, and everything is crap. Let's talk about movies or something.
I believe in you, Greg. You'll get through it.
All right.
We all believe in you.
How about if I just go down and smoke now?
Look at his hair. Isn't his hair great?
It looks fantastic. I like how you cropped it a little bit. Yeah. It's like, and that hair. Auburn shirt really makes your eyes pop.
Shut up. This is a gift.
War Eagle.
Just like Leslie Nielsen. That scene in The Naked Gun. He's in that store.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
And the stock guy comes out and says, oh, hey, Frank, we got that Sure Grip Swedish thing machine and the girl with the very impressive bust says, is just looking at him like, oh, really? And he says, it's a gift.
Always.
The show is a gift. I'm not sure to what, but anyway, it's 3:34. Time to check traffic. It's cold, too.
It is cold.
That's annoying me.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Our afternoon traffic moving along smoothly still this afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing no accidents. We're looking good on the interstates. I-65 is a speed limit ride both north and south. I-85 looking good this afternoon as well. The boulevard's moving along pretty well, too. Having a little bit of a hassle at the 31 intersections, 331, 231, and I-85. Remember to look out for school buses and kids this afternoon. Any trade-in is worth $2,019 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Crime stats have been released for the city of Montgomery for the year 2018. The report says the city had less homicides, aggravated assaults, felony sex cases, burglary, and property theft. But Montgomery saw an increase in robbery, auto theft, and property theft from vehicles. Authorities in Prattville need your help finding a bank robber. Police say a man robbed the Trustmark Bank on Cobbs Ford Road this morning. He was seen wearing a dark hat, white t-shirt, camo jacket, and jeans. Gulf Shores, sugar white sandy beaches are Alabama's most popular half-mile stretch of public beachfront. It's also undergoing a $15 million renovation, and city officials want to keep it looking nice. So, city officials adopted a wide-ranging list of regulations that included Alabama's first public beach to become smoke-free. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our chilly weather pattern continues. In fact, I think we're headed for another freeze tonight. The low temperature by dawn, with mostly clear skies tonight, should end up right around 31. Tomorrow, we'll aim for the mid-50s for a high. More sunshine around, becoming cloudy tomorrow night. Get ready for a weekend storm system. Showers likely Saturday night, ending about, midday on Sunday, with high temperatures in the 50s over the weekend, and then turning windy and colder again as we start the new week on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net. Bum, 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 bum,
bum. Okay, the new year has begun, and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's been raining for weeks. Help! With all our companies this Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
When it's time for your marriage to call it quits, you need Alexa, divorce attorney.
Alexa, I need a divorce.
I can do that for you. Would you like a standard or two-day divorce?
Alexa takes care of your case from A to Z.
I have recorded everything in the house. Your wife cheated on you on Tuesdays between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
That's when the grocery delivery guy comes!
You ain't kidding, mister.
Alexa will also represent you in court.
You may be seated. I read your briefs.
Would you like to buy some briefs from Amazon Prime?
What? Order! Order!
Ordering Hanes Jockey Briefs. X, X, L. Would you like to order anything else?
Alexa, divorce attorney.
Would you like me to badger the witness?
I sent that story to Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. They'll be with us on the 23rd. That's a week from Wednesday. And they're going to talk about the Bezos divorce and things that are attended to a thing that big.
It's major.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's now a hot commodity. Both of them are hot commodities.
I just posted the story. Bernie Sanders is the most liked member of the U.S. Senate. Guess who's a fellow by, Patrick Leahy, Vermont.
Well, I have been around since the beginning of the Republic.
Three and four are Republicans, John Barrasso, John Thune. Yeah, hear much about these names, except for Bernie. But at least half of the top ten are Republicans or independents.
Who the hell cares about public opinion anyway? Oh, wait.
Let's see. Richard Shelby, 47% approved, 27% disapproved, 26% don't know. I'm still not convinced he's actually a three-dimensional human being. All I've seen are billboards. I think he's a cardboard cutout.
Could be.
Doug Jones, 40% approve.
Oh, yeah.
So, Shelby, you think Sessions will come back and try for his... I wish he would.
He might, but I think he's probably putting out feelers, like what are doing secret polls, these sort of things. I think his time at the Justice Department really hurt him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I agree. Badly.
Yeah, I just, there's just stuff about that I will never understand. Never understand. I thought that was a great...
He was compromised. There's no other way to look at it.
Well, with the Russian thing right out of the box. Doug Jones has 40% approval, 35% disapproval. That's higher than Shelby's. 25% have no idea.
Kind of like Doug Jones.
I look at it. He was on TV yesterday, remember? I'm looking at him thinking, how the... does this guy become a United States Senator? How does that happen?
Oh, you remember.
Well, a lot of people came in to help us out from other states. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention
make that choice.
They were running that Russian simulation thing on his campaign, too.
Yep.
So there's your collusion that nobody ever talks about.
The founder of LinkedIn admitted to it.
Uh-huh, sure did.
Yeah.
But that's okay, you know?
I think at the end of the day, you have to lay that at the feet of Roy Moore, though.
Yeah, he.
I agree. I totally agree.
He shot himself in the foot.
It wasn't just the story. It's how he responded to the. Yeah, exactly.
And the same people that have kept the state in the dark ages relative to revenue generators like lotteries and medical treatments like at least medical marijuana are the people that gave us Roy Moore. And now we all get to pay for it.
Well,
the Dow finished over 24,000.
Nice. By 1.92 points.
And I remember a friend of mine who is heavily invested in the market was panicking towards the end of December. Dow drops 800 points. It's below 22,000. Well, now it's back above 24. It's had nice, modest gains day after day. So maybe there's a little stability there.
God,
something we can
so.
Smile about. That would be nice. You know, even my daughter, I'm so proud of what she's done, you know, building her career at the zoo. And, you know, her goal is to, she's saved, she's got a little nest egg going, wants to, she's eligible to buy a house.
Cool.
And she's been approved to buy something at 175. Now, here, you could live very, very nicely for 175. There, you can live in the ghetto.
Wow.
So, while that's... I'm proud of that achievement. I really don't know how people are getting... Because not everybody down there can make, you know, the kind of money it takes to buy a place, everything that's decent. I'd like to think somewhere within a reasonable drive to the zoo, a nice one- or two-bedroom townhome mm-hmm. with a little tiny yard. That's all she's looking for. Might be available.
But what are they going for, something like that, down there? What is that, 250?
Everything is 250
Jesus
or higher.
Jesus Christ.
1990, I bought four beds, two baths, a pool, big yard, backing up on a golf course with a gorgeous view.
Wow.
It's on the same street I stay. My friend Kathleen bought her house right down the street from mine. And bought it for $177.5.
Nice. Wow.
In 1990. Yeah. And I got the lowest rate, 10 3/8. So the payment was high.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, your annual homeowner's insurance was on a house that size was about $1,200. Because there hadn't been a freaking hurricane since 1965 and yada, yada. So now, when you calculate a house payment, depending on what kind of place it is, how new it is, what kind of standards it meets in terms of being hurricane-proof, that same house today, the insurance on that is like $5,000, and I think the deductibles are like $5,000. So you got to come up with at least that much just to get the process started of getting something fixed.
It's crazy.
It's like medical deductibles. A lot of folks are starting over. It's January, so they reset. Good luck with that.
I stuck with mine, and the deductible's still crazy, like $7,000.
Yeah.
But I'm treating it like a catastrophic plan, and it does do copay, a limited copay on generic drugs. And because of the, you know, I'm going to use the system of it's offered, because I was forced to buy it until this year.
Well, they're getting ready for single payer, man. That's the big plan. They're going to sell that in 2020. And the big mooch will be our president, and we'll all be real happy. Real happy there. I'm not free of everything, you know. Well, that'll cost you about half of your paycheck. And when it won't be until they see that and how obscene that is and how ridiculous it is. But the good news on interest rates, now that there's been some stability, and actually I think Trump kind of called Powell in and gave him an ass-whooping. And said, cut the crap here. You know, we got enough going on here without the market starting to crash and giving the media reason to say, hey, it's the Trump recession and all this other crap. He put a quick end to that. Something happened behind the scenes there. I've got to believe that.
Yeah.
But mortgage interest rates still remain low. 10 3/8. Wow. You know, having once bought at 17.5%. Not because my credit was bad. That was the rate after Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
That's what 4 years of great Democratic leadership will get you. 70% mortgage interest rates. $1,300 a month payment on a townhouse that cost $80.
Yeah, those are the stagflation days. And Volcker, I think, rightfully so, even though it was painful, broke the back of that inflation with those types of high rates. And then finally it started to come down, but...
And it took time. I mean, it was seven. That was in 82, paid 17.5, and in 1990 it was down to 10 3/8 if you had perfect credit like I did. So, and of course, with the changes in the tax code, and I think we got to get Steve Durow in.
Yes.
Because there's plenty to talk about relative to these tax changes. But that first mortgage interest deduction will never go away, and it's going to be very, very important to many now that some of the other traditional deductions have been removed. So get on the horn, talk to Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank at 409-9300. He's especially, I mean, he'll work with anybody, of course, but he's especially the perfect guy for people who want to explore home ownership for the first time, because he's done it for thousands of people. He knows the path. He knows the fears. He knows what sometimes scares people should actually be excitement. He knows how to direct all of that. He knows how to clear little obstacles in the path. And this is what he lives to do. So put him to work for you. Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank. They're an equal housing lender. The number is 409-9300. 409-9300. They're an equal housing lender, and their NMLS number is 402-669. Back in a second.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer, and on behalf of our entire team at AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, I'd like to wish all of our friends and customers a Happy New Year. We hope you've enjoyed your holidays and wish you many blessings and great success in 2019. And most importantly, we'd like to thank you for your business this past year. Delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price with great customer care is our mission. And as a business owner, there's nothing better than to see a satisfied and smiling customer as they receive their order. So thank you for allowing us to help you smile this past year. It's our intention to deliver plenty more in 2019. You can contact us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 and our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties for over 30 years.
Well, we just have a few minutes to kill here on the first hour of the show. Let's take a moment and talk about clearing the air. Weeknights. That's right. Weeknights, 7:30 to 9. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. You know, we've been I've been spending the first, five or six nights doing chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
So playing a lot of videos of the powers that shouldn't be, explaining what they're doing, you know, strategic aerosol injections, what they call it. They're basically terraforming the planet, and it's for military purposes and other purposes, but it's harming the planet.
I was at Bomb Hours last night. I was using the restroom, standing there, and they have the front page of USA mm-hmm. Today mm-hmm. in a frame. And I'm going to talk to Bob about finding something else to put in that frame.
Please.
Because I'm standing there, and I'm reading a story about how cities are fighting climate change.
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking, this is a joke. What? Where's Mayor Strange? What are you doing to fight climate change? What are they talking about? Climate change.
Well, the thing is, there is global warming, and it's caused by the aerosols that they themselves are spraying. That's where the warming's coming from. They're doing it. They claim they're doing it to block the sun, to cool the planet.
Yeah.
But they'll tell you that it traps the heat, and the cool air can't displace it. That's why it's so hot, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night. That's why it's 80, 90 degrees in the summer. It used to be in the 70s. It's crazy. That's what's going on.
But the whole idea that, you know, cities and towns are waging war with Mother Nature, trying to reverse
yeah, right.
What, you know, patterns that have been going on for millions of years. Exactly where you're going to pass a law if it's warmer than 95 degrees, that, you know, that's an illegal temperature. I mean, I don't understand fighting climate change. We have made enormous climate progress in this country. We have the cleanest air in the world. And there was absolutely no reason for us to be spending, you know, trillions of our own dollars in that stupid Paris Climate Accord that Hope and Change signed.
But you just nailed it. Money. It's all about money. It's about wealth redistribution with the mm-hmm. credits, climate credits. That's all it is.
And
it's part of the globalization, the New World Order.
Yeah. They're not giving up, are they?
No, they're never going to give up. It's generational.
So what should we talk about then? Because
music, records.
Music.
It is and I plan on doing more as we enter into 2019, but it's the 50th anniversary. The music of 1969.
That is the single greatest year.
Yes, it is.
In music history.
There's a lot to talk about there.
So we'll go there, because we also have, there's a plan in place for a Woodstock this year.
Wow.
The first one was legendary, even though it was like just a total disaster from so many different standpoints. Yeah. It's lived on in legend as this amazing event. And honest to God, it sounded like 3-4 days of complete misery for everybody that went. But who should be there? I mean, do we need... If they're going to do another Woodstock, shouldn't they just stick to those artists who survived from that period who are still performing? Or do we have to
have to be a wheelchair ramps?
Or do we have to have Nickelback out there to make it a real uh-huh. event? That's the question that demands to be answered. And we're also going to redeem today's Baumhauer's winning word, and we're going to do that very shortly. You know me, I'm Mr. Surprise. Could happen any second. You could win lunch for two at Bomb Hours. If you were listening this morning, you know that word, and I'll be asking for it very soon.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with our first accident this afternoon. It is in Wetumpka. It's at 231 and Highway 14. There's a lot of traffic backing up around there. There is some blockage of the lanes of Highway 231, so be careful and avoid the area if you can. I-65 in and out of Prattville is running real smooth. 85 is not going to give you any trouble. Around Montgomery, the Boulevard is your biggest hassle. Also, Haynes Ambulance making a run off Ann Street onto the Atlanta Highway. If you want a custom piece of jewelry, Harold's Fine Jewelry can guide you through the process. Visit Harold's Fine Jewelry in their new location on the second floor of Hillwood Festival, 2870 Zelda Road. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off everything, including custom postcards, invitations, labels and stickers, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 11th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye.
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
And now, a star is born. On January 9th, 1913, the world welcomed little baby Richard Nixon. The future president was born just a few short hours after his mother's Watergate broke. Richard Nixon, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen is scheduled to testify before the House Oversight Committee next month, but special counsel Robert Mueller may have the final